There's been some promising news this morning in the search for a coronavirus vaccine. The University of Oxford and AstraZeneca say their inoculation could be up to 90% effective without any serious side effects. The vaccine could be available in Australia by March. Charges have been laid against police officers over the invasive searches of women at Qatar's Hamad Airport last month. Several Australians were among the group of women searched as authorities sought to locate the mother of a newborn child found abandoned in a bin in an airport bathroom. Qatar's public prosecutor did not specify the number of officers charged or the crimes they committed, but says they face a maximum of 3 years in prison. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has defended her actions after a media report suggested she failed to isolate after a COVID test last week. A spokesperson says at no stage did the Premier have COVID-19 symptoms, but she took a precautionary test after starting to lose her voice. The test was administered late in the afternoon in her office, with a rapid negative result returned in about 2 hours. Queensland police say they're investigating fatigue as a possible factor in a high-speed crash that killed two children on Sunday. The parents have been identified as Mel Martin and Dylan Wadley from the town of Pratton on the Southern Downs. The family's car broke through a road barrier and crashed into a dam, killing a 4-year-old girl and a 13-year-old boy.